MARTA CEO Keith Parker wants to crack down on what he calls knucklehead behavior. He says the new code allows MARTA for the first time to suspend and ban troublesome riders from using the system.
We want people to just behave themselves. And what our customers have told us over and over and over again is that MARTA has been way too lenient, that we have let people get away and get away and get away with uncivil behavior. So now is the time for us to start really stepping up the hold accountable part of this whole equation.
The aim is to cut down on panhandling, CD peddling, loud music, littering, and eating and drinking. Some, however, are already concerned about abuses. Chad Brock of the Georgia ACLU wonders how much discretion MARTA officers will have in enforcing the new code.
Accommodations for diabetics, for example, to perhaps be able to have access to food if need be. I mean, you know, you've had situations where trains have been stuck before for an extended period of time. You know, would they be able to use some discretion before a suspension is issued?
Brock also raised concerns about the appeals process. Under the new code, a person's first citation can result in a suspension of up to 14 days. That person would have 6 days to appeal to a MARTA-appointed board, during which time the rider still would be allowed to use the system. Parker emphasized details of the appeals process remain under review. He says so far the focus has mostly centered on how best to educate riders on appropriate behavior.
We're going to have to let the policy roll out, see how things begin to unfold, and then adjust accordingly, adjust as necessary. But we think justice will be served very fairly and appropriately as we move forward.
Parker couldn't put a dollar figure on the administrative cost for the new appeals board or how many citations and appeals MARTA expects. At any rate, the code goes into effect November 9th. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.